Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday, April the 2nd, 2024, rainy Tuesday morning, 16 minutes past the hour, 51 degrees, and it says light rain here in the Marion area. But you know, all I heard yesterday was tornadoes and rain and blah, 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 blah. What does this all mean for the eclipse coming up next Monday? You know, the weather report is changing so much on this eclipse that I really don't know. Yeah, is it going to be as big a deal as people think it's going to be? Right now, next Monday looks like rain. Now, yesterday it didn't look like rain, but now it looks as if there's going to be cloudiness. Well, what are we going to get at 3 o'clock on Monday? 8 a.m. cloudy, 11 a.m. cloudy next Monday, 2 p.m. cloudy. Chance of showers at 5. I don't know. We're going to have to play this one out through the weekend, I guess. But it's supposed to rain today, supposed to rain tomorrow. Hey, it's April showers, you know. Possibly rain and snow on Thursday. Friday is supposed to be completely cloudy. Overcast on Saturday and Sunday. And then Monday right now is showing rain to start at 5. My goodness gracious, what a series of events this is going to be sure. Now, I wanted to look at the weather for Philadelphia, because that's where I'll be till Monday. And I was kind of hoping that the weather might be a little nicer there. Hey, Philadelphia doesn't look bad. How about this right now? Thursday, which is the day I get in, there are showers that day. But really, I'm not doing too much that night except going down for the party in the lobby. So I don't think I'll have to leave the hotel. Friday looks sunny but overcast. Saturday, sunny but overcast. And Sunday, sunny but overcast. And then I'll be back on Monday morning. Now, as far as next Monday goes, I learned from the travel department, I think I will be in the air on Monday morning when this show is on. So next Monday's show might be a repeat unless I hear differently. So right now, next Monday looks like it might be a repeat, but we'll see what happens. I don't know if Adam would want to fill in next Monday on Eclipse Day or if somebody else will fill in. I'll talk to some people and we'll see how that all goes. Now, Friday is going to be an interesting day this week because I will be in Philadelphia. So from 8 until 10, how it looks right now, and any of this could change, but Friday morning from 8 until 10, I should be on the air live from Philadelphia, thanks to Sean and Pastor Craig being in the studio, with hope, probably, I would imagine, Thunderbolt Patterson and Matt and Carrington. Now, I think we will stay on through 11 that morning, and then Pastor Craig will come on with his normal show, and then Sean and Pastor Craig will do the exchange from 12 to 1, and then we will have Pastor Craig study his word from 1 to 2. Now, there will be no Friday night show because that's when the Hall of Fame is going on. Now, remember, you can watch it on Peacock at 10 p.m., starting about 10:15, I guess, is when it really starts that night, on Friday night. So that's how the sequence of events are going on right now. And again, phone lines are open here this morning. I don't know if it's again. I don't know if I've mentioned the phone number yet. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, it's not a good day for allergies, that's for sure. I got that dryness in my throat this morning. But again, phone lines are open, and I certainly have enjoyed the conversations we've had on this show the last few days. I think that's very interesting to hear what's on people's mind. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, something that's kind of interesting is that the last time I was in Philadelphia was just about, you know, time hop on Facebook, social media reminds you of these things. Just about, well, almost exactly 3 years ago at this time, I was in Philadelphia. I was in Hershey, Philadelphia, New York. Just about this time, 3 years ago, 2021. So, how time flies. And I'll tell you something interesting. Now, I don't mean anything bad by this at all. I really, really don't. But this morning on Time Hop, a picture popped up from that, well, it was a bunch of pictures popped up from that Philadelphia trip 3 years ago. And, you know, I think I've been cut out of some of those pictures, which that's fine. I mean, if the person wants to cut you, I haven't been cut out of all of them. I think I'm still in one of them. And I think heading on the memory has been changed, but you know what? People move on. Life moves on. What can you do? That just, I am just too busy to go back and edit and delete every picture for the last however many years. So, you know, if people feel the need to do that, God bless them. It did remind me that I was in Hershey. Although I don't really have any discernible evidence except one picture that I was in Hershey because of the changing around of these pictures. But that just goes to show you how some people operate. So God bless their heart. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open here this morning, but we're all getting very excited. And if I sound a little tired today, it's not because of any city council meeting or anything like that. Last night, Carrington decided to come over, and she came over after work, so it was probably 9 o'clock before she got here, and did not leave until about 2:15 in the morning. So that will tell you what time I got to bed last night. So that's how that all shakes out, I guess. But we had a good time. Went over some of the audio from her trip to Hawaii. And that was fun listening to. I like that. And, you know, she really is very, very good. You know, I was listening to that Hawaii, the interview she did in Hawaii and the audio that she took. And it's very, very sharp. So good for her. I'm glad that she's able to be that professional and just very talented person. So it'll be good to have her along for the ride this coming weekend, along with Matt. So it's going to be fun. Okay. Are people really all worked up about the eclipse? I don't know. We're having our event, and I did double check on this yesterday. We're having our event at Steak and Shake, 1 to 5 p.m. There'll be music. There'll be a lot of interesting things going on. Maybe I'll tell you more about it as the week goes on, but Thunderbolt Patterson will be there. He's coming to Marion to sign autographs and pictures and so on and so forth on that day. So that's going to be a lot of fun, right off the Hall of Fame. And Mary Ellen Withrow will be there as well and doing something very unique and very fun. If you want to have fun on Eclipse Day, you come to Steak and Shake between 1 and 5. So even if there is overcast skies and so on and so forth, it really will not, we'll still have a good time. Also, I think we're going to have giveaways from Steak and Shake. I will say that. So that'll be a lot of fun as well. So I know people love to eat. I love to eat. Everybody loves to eat. So there will be those from Steak and Shake. Okay. What else do we got to talk about here? Well, the shamrock plant seems to be doing okay. The Easter lily, I think, is just about to bloom. I think the buds are just about to pop. I looked at them this morning. It looks like they're just about to pop open. So the Easter lily is coming along okay. I haven't killed it yet. It's only been 2 days, but I have not killed it yet. So I feel positive in that particular manner. Wanted to talk a little bit about the WWE. Now, I can't really get too in-depth into this, but I got my contract yesterday, and I got to tell you, these people are very, very nice, is what I'll say. They're very, very professional. I love working with a very, very professional group. I can't really divulge what's in the contract because, you know, it's confidential. But I was glad that the contract finally came through. That was one of the things I think we were working out. The contract came late last night, so I have not signed it yet, but I probably will do that today. So everything will be kosher as we head into Philadelphia on Thursday night. And, you know, I just want to say again, because I was in the grocery store again yesterday, and people are being incredibly nice about this. I mean, incredibly nice. People are saying the nicest things when they come up to me in the grocery store. People, I have no idea who they are. And it really shows, you know, if you think Marion's a bad place, let me tell you, people have been so nice and so congratulatory and so just, I don't even know. It's a weird, weird feeling. Because a lot of times things will run in the newspaper and we'll talk about them on the air, and sometimes they get attention and sometimes they don't. But this event is certainly getting it for whatever reason that is. And, you know, I'm very thankful that people are that nice about it. So I hope a lot of people watch on Friday night on the Peacock app at 10 to 10:15, the Hall of Fame. And then, of course, Thunderbolt will come back here with us. And we're going to WrestleMania on Sunday night. That's going to be quite a spectacular event. You know, I was looking at the ticket cost for WrestleMania. My goodness gracious. This is Super Bowl ticket money that people are paying for WrestleMania. I don't want to even quote this stuff exactly, but gosh, people are spending a lot. So I thank the WWE for having us as their guest, and just very, very, very nice. Couldn't be any nicer at this point. So don't let anybody ever tell you the WWE is not a nice company. All right. What else do we got going here this morning? Well, is there anything on anybody's mind as we get closer to the eclipse with the rain out this morning and now the weather forecast changing for next Monday? You know, this whole once-in-a-lifetime thing could turn into a big bust pretty much overnight. Might not be good at all, as they say. I don't know. The weather report looks weak, and we're getting an awful lot of rain as we head into April here. April showers are certainly living up to their name this particular year. All right. 740-751-4038 if there's anything on your mind that may be news to you, give us a buzz. It's very interesting. We've talked a lot about local government the last few days, and it's very interesting how interested people are in local government, which I think is great. But the question is anybody going to ask the questions that need to be asked? That is a very, very big question. Is anybody going to ask the questions that need to be asked? Which essentially, at this point, are, why did this happen? We've talked a lot about the service director, Mr. Bodine, and some of the jobs that he has, and are they conflict of interest? We've talked a lot about the auditor and does she know what she's doing and what's city council going to do about that? You know, I don't know on the whole. I don't know. I don't really know where any of that stuff goes at this point. I do know at this point that the next city council meeting is still set to be held the day after the eclipse, Tuesday next week. So we'll see how that all shakes out when the next city council meeting happens. And I will tell you, back to the WWE thing for a minute here, I am kind of excited to see Thunderbolt. I have not seen Thunderbolt in just about 3 years. He was here for his 80th birthday back in 2021, so I have not seen him in about 3 years. So I'm looking forward to that. He's a very fun man, always been nice to me. And I'm so glad to be there for his big moment this coming weekend. Hard to believe It's just 3 days away. And 2 days to head to this particular event. So that's a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. A lot of fun things going on right now. You know, I think that's one of the reasons Carrington was here till 2 a.m. last night, was just talking about the fun that we could have and are going to have with this particular event. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
One question about all this WWE appearance and everything.
Yes.
What time does it actually take place on Friday?
Friday? Well, I'll tell you. You mean where people can watch or things that I'm doing?
Well, people can watch, so that we're not going to be there with you. We just need to see you on the tube.
Right. That night at 10... what happens is they have a show that will go off at 10, so basically it's just enough time to get the arena transformed into the Hall of Fame, which apparently only takes about 15 minutes. So it goes, I think, up live on the Peacock app at 10:15, and now the order of the presenters that night, I don't know. I assume we'll find that out at rehearsal on Friday morning, how that's all going to shake out. But there'll be 5 inductees that night. But the live show does start at 10:15. So what you do is, if you got the Peacock app, you just search WWE Hall of Fame. It should pop up. And at 10:15, you should be able to watch it live.
Hello?
Yeah, still there?
Yeah, you went dead there for a second.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Maybe you're practicing to do your commercial breaks for the Peacock Network.
You know, I'll tell you, it was interesting. I did not think too much about a contract until I got it last night. And I'll tell you, these contracts are very interesting. Nothing bad. It's just, you know, a big professional company
How many pounds does it weigh?
It's big. There's a lot of stuff in there, let's say. But it's, you know, I guess because I haven't watched wrestling in 25, 30 years, I did not realize how big an event WrestleMania is.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of fans across the country.
Well, somebody told me yesterday that for this WrestleMania, 77,000 seats, by the way, in this Ford Field where it's going to be, or not Ford Field. What's the football stadium in Philadelphia where the Eagles play? I can't think of the name of it, but that's where they'll be, and apparently 77,000 seats in there, and people come to this WrestleMania from 50 states, 7 countries, and I think 9 Canadian provinces. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's going to be a big event. You're going to keep us awake all night that night. All right. So,
I know. It starts late. My understanding is that the actual Hall of Fame program runs live from 10 to midnight. But you never know. We could be the first ones on, for all I know.
That's right.
We could be.
All right, well, we'll be watching. We're going to have a Scott watch party.
I hope so. I hope a lot of people have them because, you know, if I fall down or something, that'll be something to see. You know,
yeah. It might make, the blooper reel somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you, walking in a ring is differently than walking on a stage. And at this point, it's my understanding that they transform the ring into the stage. So, you know, all you got to do is get your foot caught on one of those ropes or steps or something, and you could go down.
Yeah. Well, they still have those women there, you know, the ring girls who, show the match numbers or whatever. Maybe somebody could pick you up.
Hopefully somebody will get me off the ground, and hopefully I will not damage the tuxedo if I go down. But I one of the interesting things is it's my understanding that most people who have been inducted, who are still alive, and also the current roster of WWE people, come to the Hall of Fame because it's, you know, honoring the past years.
You'll have to get a program and get everybody to sign it.
I'm so glad that Matt and Carrington are there because somebody's going to have to document this because I, at that particular point, I will probably be busy doing other things.
Yep.
Well,
more power to you.
10:50, and listen Friday morning because as far as I know, unless some conflict with time comes up, we'll be broadcasting Friday morning from Philadelphia, and I'm sure once we land there, I'll have a lot more information in regard to this.
All right.
Sounds good.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, thank
All
you,
right.
Bob.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. That's how you mark it on your calendar. That's how you watch it on Friday night. You get the Peacock app, which is not very expensive, and a lot of people already have it because of the football and the NBC network and all that sort of thing. And at 10:15, well, 10 is probably about when you would want to do it. You just search WWE Hall of Fame, and it should pop up as one of the boxes there on Peacock. And you click it, and when we go live, which should be around 10:15, you will see the program that I'm going to be a part of. And I don't know if we're the first people out. I don't know if we're toward the end of the program. There are five inductees, so I'm not really sure where we fall in this whole lineup. I assume at rehearsal on Friday morning I'll know more about that. But that's where it is at this point. Peacock app, 10:15, Friday night. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. So again, thanks to the WWE for everything, and the travel plans seem to be all set, and the a contract has been delivered. Everything seems to be in good shape at this point. So we're moving along swimmingly. But as far as local government, I have no idea where we are at this particular point. You know, I don't know where we're going to be next Tuesday as this all shakes out. All right, here comes another call. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're going to be wearing a tux, so... you know, you're worried about falling down in that. Why don't you get some elbow pads and some knee pads?
And just fit in with everybody else.
Do what?
Just fit in with everybody else.
Well, it would make you more beefier and make you look like maybe that guy was a wrestler at some time.
You know what's interesting about this is that when I went to get the tuxedo, I don't know the last time you had to get a tuxedo. The format to a tuxedo has completely changed. They don't have the open collar part anymore. They really don't have that ruffle part on the front that they used to have. It's just much more about wearing a bow tie, a closed collar, and some kind of very nice dark jacket in most cases. That's really what a tuxedo has become.
Why don't you blow their mind? Why don't you get a clerical collar?
Yeah, no, when it'd be a throwback. It'd be a throwback for some of those people.
Oh, you're Reverend Scott.
And that's right. That's right. I will say this company, boy, they have got quite a production team. It's interesting to deal with.
Hey, it's all showbiz. Come on now.
Well, yeah, but I just, to the degree, because, you know, some people always have poo-pooed wrestling for whatever reason. They have got a very professional office. I mean,
I lost professional wrestling when they got rid of, oh, gee, I'm going to be politically incorrect here, when they had the midgets.
Well, that's true.
Entertaining. That was entertaining. Not because they were more animated, I think, than regular people.
Well, I think when they wrestled, I think the idea was we're not big. We're not going to be going to the top rope. We're not going to be able to do the things the other guys do. So we've got to create something that looks entertaining. I think for a long time the women had to do that. I think that's changed over time because women used to pull the hair and throw. They don't do that so much anymore. And I think that's what it was. I think trying to find something different than the men did so it looked entertaining.
Anything to get an audience in. I can remember in grade school, kids over the weekend would come back and they would show all the autographs they got from all of the wrestlers. It was just unbelievable. seemed like it was every weekend that they had wrestling at the Coliseum.
You know, and I think people have forgotten how big a wrestling town Marion was, because the 5,000-seat Coliseum, if you go back in the record book, you are, I mean, it was almost, if it wasn't every weekend, it was every other weekend, and they would sell those 5,000 seats out, and concessions, and so on and so forth, and autographs from the wrestlers. It was a big deal around here in the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Mm-hmm. And cable television ruined it all.
Well, it did. It made one company national, and then all these little local companies, which was what was coming in here. I believe the company that supplied Marion was from Michigan. So it blew those little territories away. But, you know, in a way, that ended up being good, because now they have national television, and now they have worldwide television. I mean, that number yesterday when they threw it out there, that 50 states, 7 foreign countries, and 9 Canadian provinces people come to and this thing is watched in, I thought, wow.
You taught English, didn't you?
Yes.
What did you say those were? Canadian what?
Provinces.
Provinces.
Yeah, provinces. Now, isn't that's what they say in Canada, isn't
Providence.
It?
Providence, or that's provenance. Excuse me, provenance. That's what they have on the Antiques Roadshow.
You know, that's so those crazy Canadians come up with some interesting words. What's a province?
Eh?
Yeah, I know. So what is a province?
It's kind of like a state.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, British Columbia, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, etc. So it'd be fair to say there's... But then, you know, you got to remember, they heavily influenced by the French, especially Quebec.
Yeah, you know, and I did not realize to the degree that there are certain parts of the world, because I think the United States is always kind of a microcosm. Wrestling is very big in Canada, and it's also very big in countries like Saudi Arabia and Germany and the United Kingdom. Very, very big audiences they draw when they go overseas, and that's why they do it a lot on these world tours, because they draw tremendous crowds over there.
Now, are the Mexican wrestlers going to be there?
You know, I don't really know. I know that last year they inducted one into the Hall of Fame. I don't think there are any on the Hall of Fame list this year, but one who is so fascinating to me is this year Muhammad Ali is going in the Hall of Fame. Now, of course, he's no longer with us, but his wife, Lonnie, will be presenting him into the Hall of Fame posthumously. And I think that's very interesting.
Yeah, what? A boxer in a wrestling Hall of Fame.
Well, I'll tell you why. The reason for that is because this
I'm glad you asked.
I'm glad you asked. Because this is the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania, and at WrestleMania 1, in the main event, Muhammad Ali was the referee.
Ah.
And
Jesse Ventura going to be there?
You know, that I don't know. It's a possibility, because he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, I think, in 2004, and a lot of these people come back for this Hall of Fame ceremony.
And, you know, particularly, if has he agreed, or did JFK Jr. or Robert F. Jr. did he ask Ventura to be his running mate?
No, he didn't. And you know, I thought that was a mistake. I thought if he'd have chosen Ventura, because not just because of the wrestling career, but because of his gubernatorialship and all his best-selling books and things like that, I thought, well, maybe he'll have a chance.
I think it would have tipped the scales a little bit more in his favor. I mean, Ventura, he makes a lot of sense.
Well, he's so well known as just a commentator now, and the best-selling books that he's written. I thought it would have been a better pick. He chose this female lawyer, and I forget what her name is, but she also was his biggest donor, if that tells you something.
Oh, boy. Here we go again. We got into that discussion before.
Yeah. Oh, Nicole Shanahan. That's her name. And she's a lawyer, a Silicon Valley attorney, entrepreneur, Nicole Shanahan. But I'll tell you about this Robert Kennedy. Now, somebody told me that he found a way to get on the ballot in all 50 states through a loophole, but then I was hearing the other day that he's only gotten on the ballot so far in certain states, and those states just happen to be some battleground states, which isn't going to be good for somebody. But what is the point? If you are not on the ballot in at least 45 states, you're not going to win. So why would you get on the ballot in battleground states to tip this one way or another? And I only say that because several polls have said that Robert Kennedy, because of the Kennedy name, and just being a third party, is polling somewhere near 10%. Now, 10% is not enough to win the state, and it's not enough to win the election, but it's certainly enough to knock one of the other people off.
Well, you know, and I'm stepping where I have no idea where I'm getting into. How could you win electoral votes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, why do this? I don't understand. If you were on the ballot in 50 states, I'd say go ahead and do it. But since that has not happened yet, and we are only, what are we now, 7 months from the election? Why are you doing this?
Well, that's something. Get him on your show.
Well, I think it probably would not be that difficult because he is a third-party person, and I think I would. But I just, honest to God,
they're looking for as much exposure as they can get, and you would probably be able to do that within, you know, I'd say within 2 months, if not sooner.
Well, it just, to me, is shocking the way that he is handling this. Now, you probably know about as much as RFK as I do, but I mean, who do you think he's going to hurt more? Because there's been two schools of thought on this. Number one, the Kennedys are a longtime Democratic stronghold, so that's going to hurt Joe Biden. And then the other school of thought is that his belief system tends to be more toward Donald Trump, so it's going to hurt him. Who do you think it'll hurt more?
You know, I'm going to take a line from Rhett Butler. Frankly, I don't give a damn. You know, everybody, they always make that argument. Oh, well, you're going to, if you don't vote for him or you vote for them, you're going to take away votes from him or that, et cetera. It's always that circular argument. And the bottom line is when the ballots are tallied and all elections are nothing more than an auction. Whoever has the most money, generally and almost always, wins, period.
Well, yeah, and Biden is definitely raising a lot more money at this point. But here's my third part, and I've had this conversation with Matt because he's had on Chase Oliver, the Libertarian candidate for president, twice. And here, I don't get the impression for a second that Chase Oliver thinks he can win. So this is my problem with third-party candidates. Yes, it's a protest vote. It's an I don't want to vote for either one of them. So because of that, I do think third-party candidates become spoilers. And the fact that they don't even think they can win. I don't want to vote for somebody who doesn't think they can win. What's the point of that?
Well, lot of people believe in miracles, but, you know, there shouldn't be two parties, period. If you can, if, I don't know what the requirements are to run for president, financially speaking. I think you got to pony up X number of dollars and then to get on the ballots of the states. But hey, wouldn't it be nice if we had a choice other than this or that? When you look at the whole picture of the United States, everything everybody has is a choice. You can buy this car, that car, that car, that car. You can buy this product, that product, or that product. Products similar to each other. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party have polarized it, mandating access to the media only if you play by our rules. No other, and I hate to call it parties, because I think it gives a poor connotation to the organizations that are seeking to run the country. So groups, etc. You know, the Republican group, the Democratic group. Why can't there be A through Z groups so that the public has more choice?
Well, I always said that if the R and the D were not on the ballot, even locally, we would get different people elected to office.
Well, they aren't on the Supreme Court. State of Ohio, the Supreme Court. I don't think the best that I can remember, there's no affiliation on there. So you just vote for the person.
Well, and the judges, the judge races we have this year also don't have a party affiliation.
Right. On the ballot, they don't.
Right.
Campaign materials, whatever they do, you know. But on the ballot, as far as I know, all judgeships are blank. And it's unfortunate because judges should not be giving their opinions in public.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is that, I don't know. Do you think that matters to people because it's not on the ballot when they go in? Locally?
You know, depends on people exercising due diligence. If I don't understand or know who somebody is on a ballot or what their platform is, I don't vote on it. I leave it blank. I like the fact that when you go and you vote on issues, at least from what I've experienced on the ballot, it explains what that issue is. That's why I don't read anything in the newspapers, because all the newspapers do is give you opinions. They don't tell you the facts. And that's why I ignore anybody talking about, oh, this is what this is all about, et cetera, et cetera. Because they're trying to push you in a direction that their newspaper wants you to take a position with them. For me, it's important. I read what those issues are and make my mind up. I decide right there because it's in black and white in front of me, and I'll make a decision at the ballot box at that time. I try not to go in unless I really know the individual. I try not to go in already knowing how I'm going to vote.
Well, it's just interesting because for a long time locally, there was really not a down ticket vote. And I always thought that was good. And they used to say all politics are local and people vote for the person. But since 2016, that is certainly not the case. if you look at the down ticket vote from whoever the state candidate is, whether it's the president or the governor, it affects the local candidates. It almost in every instance finish about the same percentage that the national candidate does.
Well, it's always been a power struggle, always will be a power struggle until something changes that. And I don't necessarily know if that's a bad thing or not. It's kind of like attorneys. It's the adversarial situation with attorneys. But the only way you're going to change anything, period, is you get a majority of people registered to vote, or those of voting age, to take it seriously like their life depended upon it, you know?
Well, for the most part, unfortunately, what the numbers say is people, for the most part, under the age of 60 don't vote a lot. And the biggest voting blocks are people over the age of 60. And hopefully that changes as time goes on. I do know that some people, some younger people who I'm around, are voting for the first time this year for president and are making sure that they're registered to do so. So I know there are people who to make it an effort to do that, and that's a good and positive thing.
Yep. The more people can go out and vote, the better off. Well, we have a chance of being better off. You've got to go vote. And as I mentioned before, vote to honor those who have made it possible for you to vote. Honor veterans. Go vote, if it's only to cast a blank ballot. Get up off of your butts and honor those people and vote.
Now, in our final 2.5 minutes here, in this particular hour, well, what do you think about this eclipse? Boy, this thing's getting heavily amped up amongst people.
Oh, geez, if they're getting this excited over an event such as this, just think what it's going to be like. The second coming of Christ. Oh, by the way, check some of the hotels around here. Somebody's charging almost $300 a night for this thing.
Yes. Yes.
It's unreal.
That's what I say. It's my understanding this is really going to be a thing. And that's why, you know, we chose to do the event that we're doing, because first of all, it's close to where I live. So if I have to walk, I can do that. And also, I figure with two hotels in the same parking lot in Meyer, which I imagine is going to be filled with cars, we're bound to draw a crowd no matter what we do.
Well, it'll be interesting to see.
It will. Thanks for calling.
Out of here. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Yeah, it's Eclipse Monday. Remember, we'll be at Steak and Shake from 1 until 4 p.m., and it's going to be a fun event. Mary Ellen Withrow, Thunderbolt Patterson, music stylings. It's going to be a big thing. Carrington will be there. I believe Pastor Craig will be there. Matt will be there. Sean will be there, and it's the morning we get back from Philadelphia. So I'll be able to regale everybody with the Philadelphia stories, WrestleMania, and so on and so forth, the Hall of Fame. Don't forget, you can watch the Hall of Fame on Friday night, April the 5th, 10:15 p.m., Peacock Network. Just download the app, and at 10 p.m., WWE Hall of Fame, and there it is to watch, and we'll see what happens as far as that goes. I'll be back in
You're listening
minutes.
To the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife